It's time for the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. In an era of chaos, confusion, and craziness, Ference is a voice for common sense. As a financial literacy educator, speaker, and entrepreneur, Ference cuts through the noise to help us understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Now, here's Ference Toth.
Hi, this is Ference. Welcome to the Your Personal Bank Show. Lake and Riley went on a run around Lake Herrick in Athens, Georgia, and never came back. She was a 22-year-old nursing student, and she died of blunt force trauma after her jog allegedly crossed paths with Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26. The police say it was a crime of opportunity. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution referred to Ibarra as an Athens man, quote-unquote, instead of actually a violent Venezuelan illegal immigrant. ICE officials, in fact, confirmed he was arrested twice, once in Texas and paroled, quote-unquote, and the second arrest in New York City, but sanctuary laws freed him before ICE could even issue a retainer. If you or I, as a U.S. citizen, committed the same crimes that Ibarra did, this is before he allegedly killed Lake and Riley, we would likely still be in jail. AP reporting reported that Lake and Riley murder actually omitted the suspect's immigration status and instead focused on dangers of women jogging alone. Now, why should all of this matter? We've been discussing illegal immigration on this show for quite a while. Illegal immigration is now the number one concern of most Americans, as it should be. There's a lot of reasons behind it. Violent crime is up across the country. There's no question about that. This type of stuff is happening everywhere. There's economic impacts to having illegal immigration, which we will discuss further in this show also. But I want people to realize what's going on, and if they haven't woken up yet, they need to now. I think most people are waking up to the fact and are concerned about the real, genuine risks and dangers that are occurring due to unlimited illegal immigration, people crossing our border who we have no idea who they are, what their motivations are, or anything for that matter. To make matters worse, the legacy media, of course, downplays or doesn't even mention, as I stated earlier, that this was an illegal alien. In fact, the mayor of Athens, Georgia, Kelly Gertz, a Democrat, of course, Athens happens to be a sanctuary city. Gee, I wonder where the connection is there. He stated Lake and Riley murder and illegal immigration crimes are not connected. And then he turned around and blamed Trump for being mean to illegals. This is a person that is absolutely, completely out of touch, has an agenda, and has no business being mayor of that or any other town, much less being in charge of any position of significance. The people of Athens, Georgia, should demand that mayor's resignation. They need to vote someone else in, and they need to remove their sanctuary city status. Even went on in his press conference trying to deny that Athens was a sanctuary city and there were many definitions for it, and he got shouted down by some of the local residents as a liar. Good for them. The problem we have here is Lake and Riley is not an isolated case. This is happening nearly every day in America. Another example, recently an Amazon driver was arrested after defending himself from being attacked by a drunk, naked, illegal alien. Think about that a minute. How ridiculous is that? You're protecting yourself from someone attacking you who happens to be drunk, happens to be naked, and an illegal alien on top of it, and you're the one that gets arrested? This is the difference of the rights that U.S. citizens have in this country today versus illegal aliens. This shows who the current administration and those in power consider more valuable, who they care about. Elon Musk even pointed out recently the ability to discard your identification documents from any country and walk across the southern border and claim asylum has turned America into a refuge of the world's worst criminals. In fact, Venezuela now has just reported the lowest homicide rate in 22 years. And the reason is quite simple. Many of their gang members are coming here. They're crossing the border. Those of you that would want to discuss gun rights, let's just touch on that for a minute. Murder is illegal. Attempting murder is illegal. A felon owning a gun is illegal. Shooting people without cause is illegal. Using firearms in a criminal manner is illegal. Criminals don't go through background checks to purchase illegal guns, and criminals don't follow laws. So why would they follow any new laws? See, passing new laws is not going to make a difference. There's already laws on the books making all of these steps towards a crime using a firearm illegal. This Lake and Riley case did not involve a firearm, but many others do. I have a very good friend of mine. This did not make the news. He's been a friend of mine for several decades. He happens to be an avid bicyclist. Rides with this group nearly every week. They will ride somewhere like 50 to 75 miles or so, and there's often anywhere from 30 to 50 or more riders in the group at any given time. They ride all over the state of Arizona, and they do this on a weekly basis. A few months ago, his group was riding. Fortunately for my friend, he was not with the group that particular day. As they were riding their bikes, again, there was a group of about 50 riders together. So it's not like you don't see them. You see 50 bicyclists riding together, you're going to notice the group. And they all have their safety equipment and all that, and so they're very safe about how they do it. Some are even professional riders or semi-professional riders among this group. Well, apparently an illegal alien plowed into and ran into approximately 20 of the group, injuring many. I'm not sure the whole story if any were killed, but he literally ran into something like 18 bicyclists, just plowed them over. This did not even hit the news. This is happening so often that many of these situations, again, don't even make the news. This Lake and Riley case from this Georgia student, University of Georgia student, has struck a chord, and that's good. It's getting people's attention and helping them realize and recognize that there is a real threat. There is a real problem. The agenda of many of our representatives and the current administration is literally getting people killed. The current administration and those that support open borders or won't do anything to stop it because they see some benefit as a result. And again, I'm going to discuss some of the financial benefits shortly, but they don't care about human life. If they would, they would do something about it. They would do something to stop this unprecedented wave of illegal immigration. Here is some of the, and if you want to understand why, so many people get asked this all the time. Why is this happening? It just seems so obvious, so common sense, and so absurd. Well, here's some of the reasons behind it. There's a group called the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. It's a Jewish American nonprofit organization. It's been around for over 100 years. It provides humanitarian aid and assistance to refugees. Well, it turns out the U.S. government is funding HIAS, this Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. In fact, in their 2022 annual report, they received over $59 million from the U.S. Department of State, over $23 million from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and over $10,000 from the Department of Homeland Security. Mayorkas is the head of Homeland Security. He used to be on the board of HIAS. Now, why is Mayorkas funneling money to the Open Borders Jewish NGO? It's a non-governmental organization he used to be a board of. Why is the State Department giving nearly $60 million to a non-government organization that's well-known supporting open borders? In fact, this organization gives maps to illegal aliens in Panamanian migrant camps with instructions on how to get to the U.S. illegally. Why is the U.S. government, why are our taxpayer dollars going to non-governmental organizations like this to help facilitate illegal immigration? You see, the House of Representatives control the purse strings. They need to stop giving funds to the State Department. There needs to be an investigation into HIAS refugees and any NGO that assists illegal immigrants. The U.S. government, folks, is literally funding the invasion of America via non-governmental associate organizations. If you want to get pissed off, you just need to think about a minute. Your tax dollars are going to, in part, to support and fund illegal immigration. Is that right? Is that a good use of our money? Is that something you support? If not, you need to change your vote. You need to change who you support. Otherwise, that's where some of your money is going to. This is something the American people need to understand. And until the current administration is replaced and the current group of leadership that refuse to stop the open borders or support it outright are replaced, we need to educate ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. We're going to talk about Second Amendment rights here in the next segment. You need to understand that you need to be safe. I have two teenage daughters and a wife. These are kinds of things that concern me greatly and should you also. Anyone who has any women in their life that they care about should be greatly concerned. Men get attacked too, but particularly women are more vulnerable. That's just a fact of life. Now, from a financial standpoint, we need to stop funding this stuff too. Voices heard are actions. We need to get involved and stop this. You also need to protect yourself financially because these actions of this illegal immigration affects our economy and affects our financial situation also, which I'll get into in the next segment more. If you want to learn how to protect your money, insured, guaranteed, tax-free, have high liquidity, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com. Stay tuned in the next segment. You don't want to miss this. Are you concerned about the direction our country is headed and how it may affect your money? I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. Your Personal Bank provides a place to grow your money safely with guarantees, tax-free, and highly liquid. This keeps your money safe, and you can take advantage of opportunities regardless of the economic situation. For more information, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com or 866-268-4422. That's yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference. In the last segment, I was discussing a very heavy topic. I need to continue a few more things about this because if you're not aware, you need to be. This is something you need to educate yourself about. You need to understand that our federal government, our tax dollars, are in part going to directly supporting non-governmental organizations that are facilitating and assisting illegal immigration. One of the most recent ones, because of their 2022 annual report, as I stated in the last segment, HIAS, which is a Jewish American nonprofit organization that provides humanitarian aid and assistance to refugees and is very openly open borders. They received close to $100 million from the federal government, nearly $60 million from the State Department, and another $23 million from the Department of Health and Human Services. Again, the question needs to be asked, why are our tax dollars going to a non-government organization that is very openly open border and actively assisting illegal immigrants? They've been caught, this is documented, giving maps to illegal aliens, showing them and instructions on how to get to the U.S. illegally. So they're assisting and encouraging this illegal immigration? Why are our tax dollars going to groups, organizations like this? This is wrong on every level. Our tax dollars should not go to those types of activities. It is illegal. We are funding criminal, illegal activity. If that doesn't get you fired up and piss you off, I'm not sure what will. Again, this is going to affect us in so many different ways, which I'm going to discuss further here, but you need to understand what is really going on. And here's another thing that should be just absolutely infuriating. Ukraine has received something like $150 billion to secure its border. We have nothing for our border. It's wide open. In fact, illegal aliens get $10,000, up to $10,000 each, to cross our border. The Maui fire victims, by the way, they received $700. Those were U.S. citizens. It gives you an idea of the administration's priorities of where they're allocating our money. If you don't agree with that, change who you support. Change the current administration and the folks that are currently in charge. They need to be replaced. Now, it gets even worse than this. In fact, there was a video that came out recently showing a number of American citizens that were detained, turns out illegally, when they crossed the American U.S. border from a hunting trip they took in Mexico. So they're U.S. citizens being detained while illegal aliens are given phones and $5,000 gift cards and up to $10,000 per person. And many of them, if they get free flights or to city of their choice, and they're getting free housing, food, and in many places like New York and California, free health care. But a U.S. citizen coming from a hunting trip, of course, gets detained. That, again, demonstrates the priority of our current administration and our current leadership. Now, this is from a cable news network. They announced that recently the cartels are setting up shop in the U.S. to collect the money the illegals owe them for bringing them here. Those $5,000 Visa cards that the illegals have been getting when they cross over are going to help pay off the cartels, the money that these illegal aliens owe the cartels to help transport them across the border. So we are, with our tax dollars, paying the cartels for their trip to get here. We're supporting illegal criminal activity, and we're supporting cartels with our money, with our tax dollars. Folks, again, as you dig into this, I know it's frustrating. It's infuriating. But again, you need to know what's going on. You need to understand so that you can be better educated, make better decisions on who you support, who's going to represent you, local level, state level, federal level. This is important. Going back to this Lake and Riley situation, the decision of Athens, Georgia, to be a sanctuary city cost Lake and Riley her life. The mayor of who's the mayor of your town and the leadership of your local town or city makes a difference. Get involved. Educate yourself. Make a difference. Otherwise, we're going to lose our freedoms and the threats are continuing to increase. This isn't going away, folks. We have a choice. Stand up for our rights. Make a difference or we're going to quickly lose what we have. It's happening every day as we speak. It continues, though. Here's some financial reasons to get involved and be aware of what's going on. The city of Denver is cutting some city employees' hours down to zero in order to support illegal immigrants. Now, I find this rather humorous, but it's not. The city of Denver is trying to avoid the word layoffs when it comes to impending budget cuts. So instead, they're telling some hourly on-call employees they may have their hours reduced to zero. Now, if you're one of those employees, doesn't matter whether they told you your hours were that you're laid off or you have no hours? I mean, come on, give me a break. That's just ridiculous. The city government is looking to cut $4.3 million in funding from its Parks and Recreation Department and use that money towards handling the illegal alien crisis that's been stressing the city's resources. Denver happens to be a sanctuary city. You see, folks, politics make a difference. Who's in charge makes a difference. Denver has a Democrat mayor and leadership. They need to change who's in charge. They need to change who the decisions and the direction of that city. This is important. You as a citizen are losing out on your parks and recreation, for example. And that money's going to people that should not be here. In fact, they're here illegally. They're criminals by definition. They broke the law. These are important things to understand. Now, Joe Biden's presidential duty is to protect our borders. Not only is he neglecting that duty, but he's going out of his way to let these illegals into our country. Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you support. We are all Americans. And Americans are being threatened, beaten, harassed, robbed, and killed even. Yet the border remains open. When are the American people going to rise up and say enough's enough? It is happening. That's the encouraging part. But this needs to continue. It needs to be an absolute roar. People saying no more. That's enough. And these politicians in particular, again, city, state, federal level, all levels, need their jobs threatened. The ones who were in charge that made these stupid decisions, like this mayor of Athens, Georgia, this idiot mayor of Denver, they need to resign. They need to be replaced. And yes, my show airs in those places. Folks, if you're in those locations, stand up. Fine. If you're in a sanctuary city, stand up and make a difference. Go to the city meetings, contact the right people, start making a difference. Let your voice be known that this is not all right. You're not going to allow Americans to continue to be threatened, harassed, robbed, and even killed. There is nothing right about that. Now, again, why is this happening? Always comes down to follow the money. There has to be a benefit. The people that support open borders or, again, do nothing to stop those borders are receiving some type of benefit. They see a benefit as a result, and much of that benefit happens to be financial. Here's a great place to start. How about if every multimillionaire in Congress who has accumulated that wealth on a congressional salary using our tax dollars, how about let's just start investigating those people? I think that's a great place to start. But even more on the local level, what benefit did this Athens, Georgia mayor, for example, what benefit is he receiving by having his city be a sanctuary city and now a college student, Lakin Riley, being killed by an illegal immigrant? And yes, they are connected because these illegal immigrants, he was in New York before, New York City, got arrested, then released. Where did he go? Did he go to a non-sanctuary city? No, of course not. These illegal immigrants are criminals, whatever. They're not stupid. There was a CNN interview not long ago where they were discussing this group. It was a Venezuelan crime group, and it was organized crime. They were robbing houses and such like that. And they were discussing how they were robbing all these houses and businesses, and then they would go down to Florida to essentially party and spend the money and then come back to New York to commit more crimes. And the question was asked of the expert in charge or sharing the story, I think it was part of the police department or whatever. The bottom line is the question was asked, well, why don't they commit crimes in Florida? Why are they doing it here in New York City? And the response was quite simple. The gentleman said, well, because they would get arrested in Florida, they get released in New York City if they're caught. And there was dead silence. Nobody knew how to respond to that. But it's such common sense. It's just ridiculous. I find it ridiculous. If you have a sanctuary city, if you will not punish crime and those that commit crimes, you're actually inviting more crime into your city, into your state. If you're in a sanctuary city, you need to stand up And either you need to leave or you need to stand up and change it. That's what our country needs. We need the people. We're the ones in charge, actually. We're the ones that have the control and the power, and we need to take that power and get rid of these idiots that are allowing Americans to be threatened and killed. There's blood on their hands, and it makes me angry. It makes me absolutely, totally angry and concerned, and it breaks my heart for those people that have been attacked, and I don't want to see that happen to anyone, for that matter. I'm going to encourage you to stay tuned in the next segment. I got a few more things that are going to, well, probably fire you up, but you need to know. Again, if you want to learn how to navigate and thrive this chaotic situation that our country is in right now, and I believe it's going to, we're going to see it more economically, too, as we go forward. You want your money to grow safely, insured, guaranteed, tax-free. I'm going to discuss about how I do some of those things in the next segment. I'm going to encourage you to contact me at yourpersonalbank.com. Stay tuned. Don't miss this. Are you prepared if we fail to avoid a recession? I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. Most of the leading economic indicators show we are headed for recession. Your Personal Bank earns dividends with guarantees, tax-free, and highly liquid. This protects you from the downside risk and allows you to take advantage of opportunities in a changing economy. For more info, contact me at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference. I've been discussing a number of things about illegal immigration and some of the physical risks, the crime, the economic threats that some of this is causing. Of course, our tax dollars, of course, being wasted by supporting these people and actually paying non-government organizations to encourage and facilitate these illegal immigrants to come into our country. We're literally paying for our own invasion. It's beyond ridiculous and stupid. But there's some other issues I want to touch on here, and some of them financial, that are important and you need to understand. I saw this article, and I thought this was really powerful. It said, you know, even if you own your home, you never truly own it if you have to constantly pay the government in order to keep it. Again, this is part of a bigger philosophical issue that's coming to people's mind as they're seeing how corrupt our government is and how they're using much of our money that we're paying them through taxes to support things like illegal immigration. There was a man carrying a sign. He pointed out, he said, I built and paid for my house when I was 25. Every 3 years, I pay property taxes equivalent to the original cost of my house. It currently takes 50% of my Social Security to pay the property taxes. He was an older, retired gentleman, obviously. Now, that's powerful when you start to think about it. It also demonstrates the effect of inflation and confiscatory taxes. This is a problem. This is a major problem in our country. And again, the leadership that we have, the attitude, the callous attitude that they have towards U.S. citizens and our welfare, they could care less, frankly, both from a safety standpoint, that's being abundantly apparent with the open borders, and a financial or economic standpoint from what they're doing, from excess spending causing inflation. It's obvious. It's beyond obvious. And that's why recently an article came out stating that making $150,000 a year is now considered lower middle class in many high-cost U.S. cities. The reality is the power of a six-figure salary is fading, and many people are now in what would they call a lower middle class status. And some of your, this is according to Go Banking Rates, for example, if you're in Northern California or Virginia, which topped the list, the maximum lower class income goes from 128 to 152, and that's just barely enough to get by in places like Northern California, Northern Virginia, Scottsdale, Arizona, and Chandler, Arizona. These are places that are some of the most expensive places. That they're in the top 25 in terms of expensive places to live. you need to make, like they said, in 15 cities, you need to make more than six figures just to get out of the lower middle class in those 15 cities. The top 25 cities tend to have high housing costs, childcare, and transportation costs when it comes to the national average. And real estate costs, of course, have become the biggest impact on affordability and wealth class. In fact, I'm going to do a little plug here. One of our favorite guests, John Burley, will be speaking this next week. So I'm going to encourage you to stay tuned next week. He's one of the top real estate experts in the country. I've had him on this show a number of times. I'm just going to encourage you to stay tuned. You're going to learn a ton about real estate next week. My point is, it gives you an idea of what's going on, that things are just becoming unaffordable for so many people. And then with all this illegal immigration and all this money that's going towards it, it only is exacerbating the problem. I mean, think about it a minute. It's basic common sense. If you have a part of the reason why housing is so expensive is there's a shortage of housing in this country. You have a shortage of housing and then you allow millions more people in. Well, that just exacerbates the housing problem, which further pushes inflation or the cost of housing up. The solution to this, of course, is the people that should not be here, that are here illegally, they need to be deported. This is why so many people are supporting Trump. It's not that they love Trump. It's that they love freedom, and they hate what the current administration is doing to this country, how it's affecting them, how it's causing higher crime, how it's causing higher inflation, how it's causing higher, more housing shortages, all of those things. And just to be facilitating illegal activity, open borders, illegal immigrants, and encouraging, this is a problem. And we don't like seeing this in our country and what's going on. Now, I'm going to give you a few more things here, and then I'm going to touch on some solutions. Before I get to that, just want you to be aware of a few other things that our government is currently attempting to do to make our lives even more difficult. So if you're not already convinced by what they're already doing, the current leadership, the current administration, again, pretty much all the Democrats, most of the RINOs, they support open borders. They're getting some benefit from it, oftentimes financial. Why do you think so many of these Congress people, for example, become multimillionaires on a congressional salary? Makes you wonder. But here's some more things they're doing. And again, there typically is a agenda or a benefit to the lawmakers or those in the administration on why they're pushing these things. But there's a bill in California now that would require homeowners and renters insurance companies to ask how many guns people own and then report that information to the state. Does anybody see a problem with that? Talk about private invasion of privacy, Second Amendment rights, all that type of stuff. The government cannot, according to the Constitution, infringe upon your rights, but they can collect a list through a private entity like insurance companies. Hopefully that doesn't go through, but it just should give you an idea what direction, what they're trying to accomplish. The current administration in California, for example, there's a Soros-backed group that is unleashing a behind-the-scenes war on gas-powered lawn equipment and trucks. You see, there's been a lot of issues. We know about the gas stoves and the water heaters and stuff like that, and some of that's gone away. There's been a lot of backlash. Again, we have power, so some of that stuff's gone away, yet there's still more regulations on air conditioners and all that than we've ever seen in the name of reducing climate emissions and stuff like that. The reality is, when you really dig into it, many of these lawmakers or bureaucratic administrators benefit financially somehow with their ties with companies that provide these products or services. That's the reality, folks. I've shared this so often with Janet Granholm. She's our energy secretary, and she just sounds like a robot about talking about electric cars. She's kind of gotten quiet about it recently, but all you would ever hear from her is about electric cars. Well, where does she come from? She was on the board of a company that was heavily involved in producing parts for electric cars. And when that particular company hit its peak stock price it ever hit, she cashed out and made millions of dollars on her stock options. She's not a energy secretary. She's a shill for the electric EV industry. She has no business being in government, frankly. That's the type of people we have allowed to be in charge, to be in part of government, both elected and bureaucratic. Those people need to be replaced. Part of the reason why the government, the establishment, whatever you want to call it, Trump so much, why they attack him so much. Look, you can like him or hate him. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They fear him because he's not one of them. They're afraid for their jobs. Their position, their benefits are going to likely be cut. They're going to lose out on the gravy train, and they're trying to protect their income. Let's face it, that's the bottom line. If he wasn't a threat, they wouldn't attack him so much. That's just basic common sense. They wouldn't care. They just wouldn't care that much. That's why they attack him so hard. And that's why many Americans are supporting him more and more. The harder they attack him, the more they support him, because they realize that if they see him as the number one threat, that's the probably the person we want to support, because right now our government is the number one threat to our freedoms and to our way of life and our safety, literally our safety, with all the illegal immigrant crime coming. Okay? That's what's really going on. But to finish this thought, they sent a memo out to the Biden administration encouraging them to target gas-powered lawn equipment and diesel trucks by reviving the 1972 Noise Control Act. See, by reducing noise, okay, they would require commercial products to meet new best-in-class noise reduction technology, which would, and as they pointed out, quote, yield impressive carbon emissions reductions given advances to electric technologies. You see, electric-powered alternatives to gas-powered equipment and vehicles are generally quieter. So again, it's just an end-around to try to accomplish the same thing. Why? They have money and interest tied up in the electric vehicle and equipment business. And I'll give you one more here. And this one's insane. The European Union is actually considering a ban on repairs for all vehicles over 15 years old, to encourage and, well, force Europeans to buy new EV vehicles in the name of climate change. Why do I care about what the EU does? Oftentimes, what happens in Europe later tries to come around here to the U.S. So we should be aware of what's going on there. We should be keep an eye on that. And I guess that's what it boils down to, is a socialist is a person who wants everything you have except your job. That's what you really need to know. I'm going to share some thoughts on what I do, how I do it in the next segment. I'm going to really encourage you to stay tuned. But I just want to leave you on this thought with this segment here. You know, if you fly an American flag, everyone knows who you're voting for. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it shouldn't matter. But have you ever heard, think about this, have you ever heard the USA, USA, USA chant at a Democratic rally? See, I'm not against the left because we hate them. We're against them because of what we love. Again, freedom. And I personally, my favorite movie is Braveheart. And those of you who have ever watched that movie know at the end when William Wallace he's right about to get killed and the executioner is saying, you can just, you know, bow to the king and, you know, I'll make it quick and we'll stop this torture. And his last statement he yells is freedom. Freedom is powerful, folks. Do you know how many people, think about this, how many people have sacrificed their life defending freedom? In the history of this country, have died, sacrificed their life, literally, defending freedom. And we have communists, socialists, Marxists, and leftists that want to take over, want to take control, and take away our freedom. We can't allow to have it. I mean, we can't dishonor the memory of those who died and sacrificed to give us the freedoms we enjoy. Stay tuned in the next segment. I'm going to give you some solutions on what to do to how to thrive and navigate your situation economically in this chaos, so don't miss it.
When people contact me, they often ask, what exactly do you do? And yes, if you contact me, I, Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show, will respond, not an assistant. I help people increase their returns, reduce taxes, increase positive cash flow, and reduce market risk. Accomplish your goals using various financial tools, including your personal bank. If you have questions or would like to discuss your situation, contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference. I had an interesting call from a listener this past week, and it was very typical of what I deal with on a regular basis. And I often get asked, what do you really do? I listen to your show, and if you're listening to this one, you know I'm sharing a lot of things about what's going on with the current events, government policy, how it's affecting us, our economy. You really love it when you get into the politics and current events and what's going on. You're educating, you're opening people's minds, you're helping them understand what's going on. I'm cutting through the noise. I don't have anyone telling me what to say or not to say. I'm blessed that way. It's not like the mainstream media where they have an agenda. I really don't. I'm just sharing from my heart. And I think it's really important that we, like Thomas Jefferson states, an educated electorate is a prerequisite to democracy. I love my country. I served in the military. I'm first generation. My dad literally escaped from the Soviets. He risked his life to do so for a better life for him and his legacy, and I'm that legacy. And for me, it's personal because I feel like if I don't stand up for what I believe to be important, I'm dishonoring his legacy. I also have children. I want to see them have the life and the freedoms that I was able to enjoy for the most of my life. I want to see it continue for their lifetimes too. And I hope you feel the same way. So I get asked this all the time. What do you do? I had this gentleman, he loved what I was sharing. That's what I get so often. So I'm going to take a few minutes, if you don't mind, bear with me, but I think you'll find it educational also. And he said, you know, I understand. I love where you're coming from. You're preaching to the choir, all that kind of good stuff. You mentioned a little bit about insured, guaranteed, tax-free money. You could increase returns, high liquidity. That sounded interesting. You piqued my interest. I said, great. So we got talking to about his situation. This is very, very typical of what I run into every day, every week. So that's why I want to share this. So as a gentleman, he's done, you know, he's a hardworking guy, doing great. He's done rather well, but he's invested some money over his lifetime. He wants to retire in about 5 years. Unfortunately, the money he's put away, which happens to be in an IRA, has not grown very much. He's not been very happy with the returns that he's seen recently, even though up until the last year or two, we saw some really great stock market returns, yet his account had not done much. I run into this every day, all the time. Also, he's concerned about the future or where the market's headed. We're at or near all-time highs. There's a lot of chaos going on. There's a lot of political current event chaos. A lot of that probably likely can spill into the economic arena. I mean, inflation, interest rates are still higher than they higher for longer, is what the Federal Reserve keeps telling us. You know, we have the threat of wars, you know, Ukraine and other places. Those kind of things can blow up and get Middle East. I mean, my gosh, that could blow up into something worse. I hope it doesn't. We got an open border. What if we have a terrorist attack event in our borders? The likelihood of that kind of thing is much higher than it was a year or two ago. So my point is many of these things could impact our money, his ability to retire and all that. So he's concerned, and rightly so. So my point was we went through his situation, and I said, well, for one, he's not planning to touch the money in the IRA for another 5 to 10 years. I mentioned to him an annuity, for example, and he had looked into that a little bit. The one negative, I'll just say it straight up, people always have, is there's a lack of liquidity with annuities. I grant you that. You only get 10% free withdrawals per year, so it's like 10 years before you can access all your money. But if it's in an IRA, you don't want to access it all anyway. If you understand IRAs and 401ks or those types of plans, you put the money in, you didn't pay any tax on a traditional IRA 401k or qualified plan. You pay the taxes on the way out. So you're deferring the taxes or kicking the can down the road. There's a positive and some negatives revolved around that. By deferring the taxes as it grows, it allows it to grow more because you're not paying tax year to year. In his case, unfortunately, the last 5+ years, he's not seen any growth to speak of, or not much. So the advantage of the deferral, tax deferral with the IRA, it did not benefit him much. But the other side of the coin is, whether it did or not, it's not an issue. The other part is, what happens when you take it out? Well, you've got to pay taxes on that. So do you want to take big chunks out of an IRA or 401k or any qualified plan? And of course, the answer is no, in most cases, because when you take a big chunk out, you're going to get a big tax bill. It's going to be added onto whatever other income you may have. And you're going to get, if you take a big amount out, you're going to get creamed on taxes. It's plain and simple. You're going to jump tax brackets most likely and have to pay a whole lot in taxes. So IRAs, 401ks, qualified plans are designed for distributions to occur slowly, consistently over a period of time. So having a 10% free withdrawal is not a negative for him in his case, especially given the fact he doesn't plan to touch it for at least 5 more years, probably 10. And if you have a 10-year annuity where you can have 100% liquidity at the end of the 10 years, no problem. Well, why is he interested in that? Well, if you've been paying any attention, you know, and index annuities allow you to grow your money, upside potential, double-digit upside potential in good market years with no downside risk. Now, there's a lot of confusion out there about annuities. There's like 5 different types of annuities, and that's why so many people get confused. There's guaranteed annuities that work much like a CD, where you get a set interest rate, and they'll pay you X amount of interest per year for a set period of time. Again, much like a CD. Index annuities, again, are based on an index, typically like the S&P 500 or something like that. Again, you'll get an upside potential up to a certain cap. Here's a limit. The trade-off is no downside risk. So you can make, say, double-digit returns, like I said, in a good market year with no risk, no losses, and a down year. That is appealing to a lot of people. So no, are you going to get the 20% returns in a year if the stock market takes off? No. But most people are not concerned about that, especially as they're nearing retirement or in retirement. Security, safety of their principal becomes more important. They want to see some growth. But we got products now where, you know, can get you 8% guaranteed the first year. Or there's even bonus products that'll pay you. I know one right now is a great one. They'll pay you a 12% bonus, signing bonus up front with good upside potential going forward. One of the catches is sometimes you see some of these really big bonus products where they pay tremendously big bonuses, but then you don't really earn anything in the subsequent years. It makes sense. The insurance company has to make money. If they pay you a big bonus, they're going to take away your ability to earn more in the future. So I always recommend a modest or no bonus so you have more upside potential in most cases. But again, that varies depending on someone's goals. My point is, by rolling over his money from an account that is fully subject to the market risk, which again, he was concerned about, and had not seen the gains he'd wanted to see the last 5 years anyway, to something that's guaranteed not to go down. He's looking at 8% guaranteed the first year, no questions asked. Then we can put it into an index where he has a double-digit potential and upside and no losses to the downside going forward. That was interesting. That was appealing to him because at least now he knows his money's going forward and it'll never go back. As he pointed out in his case, with that 8% bonus, it was a significant amount of gains he was going to get right off the bat the first year, guaranteed, no questions asked. But the other thing that we discussed, because I don't just talk about the person's liquid financial stuff, but in his case, he had a house, a mortgage, and he was paying it off. He's doing nearly double payments because he wants to pay off his house early as he's getting ready to retire in the next 5 years or so, hopefully. Well, the problem with that is his loan, his mortgage, was 3.2%. The personal bank policies, as I've shared so many times, you can get 6% insured, guaranteed, tax-free right now, and dividends are going up because interest rates are higher, so it's on the upswing. Vanguard has predicted we're going to see increasing dividends for the next 5 to 10 years, increasing bond returns and all that because of interest rates and what's gone on previously to where we're headed. I don't have time to share all the details on that. If you want more information, I'm just going to encourage you to contact me at yourpersonalbank.com. But my point is, I said to him real simply, I said, does it make sense for you? He's paying, you know, well over $1,000 a month extra mortgage payment per month to pay down a 3.2% mortgage when you can earn 6% on that money, guaranteed, tax-free. Because when you put it that way, no, it doesn't make a lot of sense. My recommendation was, He's got about 10 years left on this mortgage. The bottom line is he's going to pay the mortgage for the next 10 years. Why not take that $1,000 a month, in his case, for the next decade, and put it away into a guaranteed, insured, and tax-free plan like the personal bank and grow a nest egg there? By the way, if you're earning 6% and it cost, and the loan was 3.2, you're keeping the difference. So knows you're growing the money you would have put to paying down the mortgage, he was paying off a 3.2% mortgage. Now he's actually earning 6. So in the difference, instead of paying off a debt that was charged, he was getting charged 3.2, he's gaining 6. So he's actually benefiting the difference, or 2.8% on that money, right? More return on his money. My point is, paying off debt is great, but the problem we run into, and we have many people tell you to pay off debt all the time, but again, you have to understand strategic debt versus consumer debt. If you can earn more guaranteed and tax-free than you're getting charged, paying off that debt early makes no financial sense. If his interest rate was much higher, I would have told him, yes, pay it off. Absolutely, pay it off early. But when the loan rate is lower than what you can earn, you're better off taking that money, investing it in a guaranteed plan, tax-free, and then you get to make more money on that money. You'll have more money. It's more efficient use. He'll be able to retire sooner probably, or actually have more money available. The last point on this is creating a tax-free bucket of money. Remember, most of his money was in an IRA, subject to taxes. What do you think taxes are going to do in the future? As the government continues to rack up more and more debt from their spending, they're going to be under increased pressure to raise revenues. And one way to raise revenues for government is to raise taxes. I'm not saying it's the best way, but it certainly is a way. The pressure to raise taxes will increase. Well, creating a tax-free bucket of money makes a ton of sense in that scenario, and that's where we're at. Plus, if Social Security does indeed benefits get reduced to 77% of where they are now, according to the Board of Trustees, the Social Security Board of Trustees, that's what they're stating, by 2033, 10 years from now, that bucket of money can all help offset the loss of Social Security income in a decade from now. My point is simple. We don't just look at one account or what's going on. We look at the whole picture. And this gentleman and his wife are going to be in a far better financial situation 5 to 10 years from now, and when they retire, than they would have doing what they were doing. And that's what I do. That's how I help people. I'm going to encourage you to stay tuned next week, the John Burley interview, real estate expert. You don't want to miss that. And as always, as long as it's on our money, in God we trust. Financial literacy in America is almost non-existent. It's typically not taught in schools, the media, at work, or in the home. I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. If you would like me to speak to your investing group or an organization with a financial focus, please contact me at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. My goal is to increase financial literacy and enhance your financial future. Again, it's 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com.
Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. This show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information. The presenter and guests of this program do not engage in legal.
Would you like to sponsor the Your Personal Bank Show hosted by Ference Toth? We are looking for like-minded partners who want to join our rapidly growing radio show. I frequently state, economic freedom is freedom. Thomas Jefferson wrote, a well-informed electorate is a prerequisite to democracy. Contact me at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com to help increase financial literacy and protect our freedoms.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.